for family protection. Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
If we can get on the air. There we go. Hello. Hello. Welcome. This is Wednesday Live. We've kind of been away here for a couple weeks, and so it's time to get back with our Wednesday Live schedule, and we do have some new programs we want to promote today and talk about. We do have a great guest that's going to be with us a little later in the program today. Going to have Marty with us. He is with the International Christian Film Festival that's going to be taking place in Orlando. And that's going to be happening May the 2nd through the 6th. And you've been to one of these before, David.
I went last year to the 10th annual.
There you go.
Oh, man, what an incredible experience.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
We're looking forward to having Marty with us on. That'll be the bottom of the hour as we get to that point. But we want to welcome all of you and thank you for being a part of our great family. And, of course, this is a one-hour program. And we are going to be giving you a little bit of an update on what took place with Prayer and Share as far as our income and where we stand with that. And also, just wondering, do we have any mail, new mail? Nothing new? Karen, do you have anything? We had one prayer request somewhere.
Yeah, just all I have is the prayer
request. We have a prayer request. So why don't we open up the morning with that prayer request? And listen, if you have prayer requests, praise reports, please send those in, and you can send those in by going to our web page. You'll see a place there where you can click and you can leave us a message. And so that's WCNO.com, and then you can communicate that with us. We'll lift that up in prayer. And also keep in mind, if you are a part of a church and ministry that has special events going on, Community Calendar is here to serve you as well. And so take advantage of that. Send that in. And that's something on occasion, if it's a large community outreach thing, we might even mention it on Wednesday Live, depending. But anyhow, get that in. Karen is really great at keeping that updated. Karen, you do a great job with that. Mm-hmm. And so we like to help churches and nonprofit organizations that are Christ-centered to get the word out and be a partner with us. And this is a prayer request coming in. And what's the request?
This is from one of our listeners, and she's asking for prayer for her son, who is backslidden, plus the wife is not saved, and prayer for the grandkids, and then also prayer for her daughter, who needs financial help.
Okay.
So a couple of different things there. So, Father, we just lift up this son to you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
God, we know that you're married to the backslider, and we know, Lord, that you have your hand upon his life, and if he had been near you before, God, that you would draw him back to yourself. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that just as the prodigals returned, Father, so this son shall return to his mom. And also that the wife would receive salvation. We just speak salvation over this family in the name of Jesus. Amen. The husband, the wife, and the children, and all who are near them, Lord, that they would be drawn back to you by your Spirit, God, that you would send your witnesses, send your angels to them, Lord, to minister to them, to draw them back to yourself, Lord. And Father, we just lift up her daughter who needs financial help. Mm-hmm. Lord, you have all the resources available.
Amen.
And I pray, God, that you would provide her, if she needs wisdom, Lord, to deal with what she already has maybe in her hand, that you would help her with that, Lord, and provide all of the resources that she needs.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Jesus' name, amen. So we do have some new programs coming up, and we want to just give you an opportunity, David, to talk about Frontline just for a moment, because it actually has already started.
That's right, Monday 11 to 12, and every Monday henceforth,
Tremendous opening. We just had we had an overflow of response, really more than we were able to handle with the phones in that short hour.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that program. You are the host of the program.
I'm the host of the program. It was called The Frontline, and it's really talking about frontline ministry, people involved in frontline ministry, what God is doing, how He got them involved, you know, hear their God story when they met the Lord. What about their ministry, and you know how you can get involved if you have a calling to do that. But also, in talking about frontline ministry, none of these people are nationally known, okay? They're people like you and me that are doing what God's called them to do. And to encourage the church, there are a lot of folks out there who are not really sure what God wants them to do. Every ministry is a frontline ministry when you're serving the Lord. So that's kind of one of the hope for things. But we're going to have first responders of all kinds, from law enforcement, fire, military, EMTs. I'd like to get some nurses and doctors that are in trauma care. That's very frontline. Mindy Molina is going to be with us one Monday to talk about the frontline ministry when it comes to financial management.
Yes.
And especially
yes.
certain area people
importance of that
have needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's a wide variety. Haas Wiggins, I'm going to get him to come on one time. And so it's really, and it's rich. God has really blessed the first Monday. Jonathan Dobbs, his wife, Lauren, he's with Walking with Warriors. And Chris Redinger, who's also a retired policeman, Walking with Warriors. And what they were talking about just set fires throughout our listening area. People wanted to call and
it was powerful
support, you know, and also ask questions. But it was powerful.
Great, great beginning.
Yep.
And I would love to have been in here, but you know, you had a full house.
We had a full house.
The house was full, and at the same time, we had cleaners cleaning, and we had guests coming in, and
that's
we
right.
had phones ringing, and so it was an exciting morning. We look forward to more of those. So you know, 11 o'clock is going to become more and more of a time that you're going to want to listen to.
Yeah.
Through the week, not just Wednesdays and Mondays. But Karen, you have a program coming up on Fridays.
Yes, I do, and I'm still
coming
up.
It's coming
up. Don't have my start date yet,
but it's coming.
But yes, and I want to talk. The name of the program is going to be Hidden Places, and meaning that God has put in each one of us His Spirit, and unless we talk to each other and communicate with each other, we don't know who that other person is. And what I would like to do is just have conversations with people and interview people and just talk with, you know, everyday people that, you know, you may pass them in the street, you may see them in Publix or the grocery store, anywhere, but you know, you don't really know them.
Mm-hmm.
So having conversations to really find out what God has placed in people and, you know, what He's given them, what is in their heart that God has put there for them to do in this hour, because I feel like the Lord is really activating the entire body of Christ, and all of us have a place, and we need to step up to the plate wherever He has placed us.
Amen. I like that song, Thank You, for giving to the Lord. You know, the story of the song is a kid's sitting in Sunday school, you know, and the teacher's teaching and not knowing really what all's going on, but one day the kid prays that prayer to accept Christ. And many times people are responding to Christ through the witness of your life, and you may not even know it, but the message is that when you get to heaven, God keeps track. And you know, a tremendous reward. And of course the song Thank You is thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. And so many of you have changed lives, and you may think that you know, you're a unnamed part of the body of Christ, but God calls you by name. He knows your name, and you're really important. And Karen, the insights that will come from that hidden place is going to be amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. And
it's gonna be
amazing. Again, you know, I had said that the scripture that the Lord gave me was Malachi 3:16 to 3:18. And actually, in verse 3:17, it said that in that day when I act, I will make them my treasured possession. Mm. You know, and he's talking about those that fear the Lord, those that honor the Lord and do what he's asking them to do individually. You might be somebody that thinks that, well, I just work here, I just work at this place, and maybe I'm just flipping burgers or, you know, doing some menial task, but it's not menial. The Lord has you there, and what you do is just as important as what a pastor does or what a police officer does. And every individual needs to know, you know, what God has placed in them is important, and for you to be just standing in that place where he's put you.
So, Karen, if someone listening today knows of someone like that, that they believe has an amazing life, but no one really knows, would you be interested in hearing from them?
I would, absolutely.
Maybe an email?
Because I love hearing people's stories. And yes. I know that when I got saved, and I had been living overseas, and when I came back to the States, I began watching 700 Club. And the only reason I watched it was for the testimonies.
For the stories, yeah.
Because our stories, our lives, our testimonies are what makes Jesus real to people.
Amen.
And that's what we have. And
that's good.
We're looking forward to all the different people that we're going to have on.
Well, we are going to be bringing this up. And, of course, as we get more information, Karen's going to let us know what date we can expect that to begin. I know it's well in the works. Dave has already started, and just a tremendous kickoff this week. And we are going to be talking some more about prayer and share a little bit, and then we have a guest at the bottom of the hour. But Ma and Paul are here, so we're going to see what their thoughts are. I know that they're always listening in, David, you know, during prayer and share. And they have a real heart for the kingdom of God. And God's put WCNO on their prayer list. And, you know, they're with us. So,
that's right.
As you know, most of you know that our spring prayer and share fundraiser ended March the 31st. At least the live broadcast part is over. At the end of that closing day, we had not achieved our funding goal. However, we know that in the coming weeks, gifts will continue to come in. We also know that the Lord will ensure that all the funds we need are available. He has never failed us, and we know he never will. Because Ma and Paul had become known locally as strong supporters of WCNO, many of their friends and neighbors who followed the spring prayer and share sought their input about the perceived funding shortfall. They have provided a response out of their profound faith in God, which has satisfied most of those who sought their counsel. Paul has one friend who has expressed some difficulty in gaining a vision of God's faithfulness. He wants to provide a pastoral response to his friend and is seeking Ma's wisdom to craft such a presentation.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I can give you about 20 minutes. Then I got to get to the dentist.
Dentist? Well, you just had your cleaning appointment a couple of weeks ago.
Well, yesterday I was snacking on a carrot, broke a tooth.
A carrot? Why, when did you start snacking on raw vegetables? You're a dark chocolate kind of snacker. Oh, and maybe a Twinkie's been known to enter your mouth a time or two.
Well, I'm trying to eat healthy. When I had my last blood test, the lab results showed high blood sugar. So I'm going to take some steps to change that.
Oh, Lord. That means I'll be dieting right along with you, right? So, for lunch today, we're going to have something like roasted brisket of mosquito wrapped in spinach leaves? Or maybe a steaming bowl of boiled celery with a pimento garnish?
Oh, Pa, I ain't going to inflict my diet on you, okay? I'll fix all the things that you normally eat. I'll just be eating a little bit different for a while.
And you ain't going to have trouble sitting at the same table with me? With me chomping down on a steak with the grease dripping from my mouth? Say, while you're staring at a plate of radishes sautéed in grape oil?
Pa, I have great willpower. For instance, I have resisted walking over to that stove and grabbing that iron skillet right there so I can make an impression on your head.
Oh, very well. Well, let's move on to the matter I wanted to talk to you about. So, listen, I got a call this morning from old Wilbur Sporlasher. He'd been following that prayer and share at WCNO, And he was upset they didn't make their funding goal. In fact, he was downright angry about it. I had to calm him down so I could understand what he was saying.
Well, why on earth would old Wilbur be angry? I can understand if he was disappointed. I mean, we were all hopeful that all the money would be raised by that second Friday of the prayer and share.
Remember, old Wilbur's only been a believing Christian for a couple of months now. He received Jesus at the annual revival and barbecue in February. He's still in the early stages of his faith, you know, and where the Lord has to do some radical work on a person's thinking.
Like what Paul wrote about in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will?
Yep, right on the money, Ma. So, in his current state of mind, he's wondering why God didn't do more to inspire the listeners to meet the goal.
But, Pa, we know God don't work like that. I mean, he does inspire his people, but it sounds more like old Wilbur really wanted God to force them to give more.
Well, that's exactly it, Ma. And keep in mind, before old Wilbur got saved, he had a real shady past. He was in and out of jail. Well, he was tied into the local crime community, and rumor has it that he was an enforcer for one of them loan sharks.
Well, it's going to be a while before the Lord has delivered him from his criminal attitudes, I guess. And if he sees his ministry as someone who enforces goodness in other believers, well, he's in for a tremendous wake-up call.
I told him God's will is never forced on anyone. God loves folks. And that perfect love is something that draws folks to him. And the people of God are called to minister in the same way, to pray for guidance from the Lord, to seek to know his will, and to trust him in all things.
That's real good, Pa. That's exactly what old Wilbur needed to hear. But did he take it to heart?
Yeah, I think he started to. He was thoughtful while I talked to him, and he nodded his head a couple of times. Although his hands were twitching like maybe he was thinking of breaking someone's arm.
Well, you know, old Wilbur may be an extreme case. I believe there are many Christian folks, and I mean real 24-karat Christian folks, who sometimes struggle when ministry goals are not met. It's one of them two-edged swords, I think. Like, on one side, we got to applaud their zeal for reaching the God-led ministry goals. But on the other side, we got to encourage them to turn to the Lord and trust him when those goals seem to fall short.
I believe I helped old Wilbur begin to see that God knows everything, and in any given situation, he already sees the outcome, and that he already has plans to meet whatever goal a ministry set when that goal is aligned with God's will.
So, like with WCNO, God has already planned to meet their funding goals in his time, and not by any schedule set up by man.
Exactly. And like I told old Wilbur, the six-month budget and the new equipment at the tower are known to be of the Lord, so he can stop wasting his energy getting mad. I think I got through to him, Ma.
Well, I wonder if we should have old Wilbur over here for dinner. You know, over a meal, we might be able to help him understand a little bit more about how God works.
Oh, that's a great idea, Ma. But listen, he ain't going to be too receptive if you serve him something like raw green beans marinated in distilled water.
Oh, Pa, I'll get off my diet for that one meal. You can throw some steaks on the grill, and I'll whip up all the fixings. I'll even make you some pie for dessert.
French silk pie with a mound of whipped cream on the top?
Well, I was thinking more of blanched cauliflower with a thin crust of lettuce leaves.
Well, I'm not sure what's going to be served for dinner, but sounds like it's going to be good. We'll leave Ma and Paul to sort out their dietary concerns, their attitude about how the Lord works is spot on, however, and their outreach to their friend Wilbur will be a blessing to him as well. In our history of fundraising, we have not always made our goal in the time scheduled for prayer and share. However, our experience with the Lord is that he always ensured that we have what we need to continue this vital broadcast ministry. We are so very grateful for you, for your faithful giving over the years, and for your passion to support WCNO in the many ways that you can. We are in a wonderful Holy Spirit-led season of growth. Our ministry vision is bigger and broader, and as in the past, we continue to put our total trust in God for everything. Well, and that is exactly what it is. And so I do have a good report to bring in, because we're going to share where we finished off the other night and the other evening, having a operational budget of 225. We fell short of that. We had about 188,000 that had 305 that came in as of the end of the afternoon on Friday for the general fund, and then we had about 34,000 that came in toward the directed toward the tower, and so that gave us a total of 222,624. I believe that's real close to the number. May have entered a couple payments after donations after that, but let me tell you where we are this morning. The mail continues to come in, and I want to thank those of you who have not sent in your response to continue to do that. And if you did not receive a letter, but God is touching your heart to give to this ministry, then by all means, make the call. And that number is?
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
And, of course, just like this morning, we had some donations coming in. We want to thank Donald and Karen for their donation of $75 that came in this morning. Let me just tell you where we are. We were at 188 for the general fund. That was the income when we finished Friday. As of this morning, we have $198,587. We have seen more than $10,000 come in in the last few days, and this is just Wednesday. And so we know that God is always is going to provide. Now, if you have not given yet, your giving is critical. The need is real. And we ask you to prayerfully go ahead and make that donation. Make that call. You can make that call anytime during the day. If we miss it, we'll get your message. Leave us a name, phone number, and what your call is about, and we'll endeavor to get back to you. But that is up to $198,587, the general fund. That's up a little over $10,000 since Friday evening. And the tower fund is at $34,319. And so that is... maybe, I'm not sure where that was on Friday. Maybe that got bumped up already, but it's $34,319. So right now, we are having looking at the totals, the total between Tower and General Fund, $232,906. And, of course, that is up from $222,000. So we are $10,000, a little more than $10,000 up in the last few days. And we need to have this trend continue, really, for us to see the resources fully funded for the operations for the next 6 months, as well as for the tower equipment expense budget. And I want to thank all of you who have given. And I'm not going to read through all the donations as we move along on Wednesday live, but I am going to mention a few today. Donald with a gift of $20 coming in. We have William with a donation of $50 from Boca Raton. We want to thank you. Sandra from Palm City, a donation of $50 coming in. Camilo and Yvonne from West Palm Beach, a $5 donation coming in. And we have a donation coming from Hugh, and it is $29. We thank you, Hugh, for that. In Orlando, and we have Roderick from Port St. Lucie making a $100 donation, and Anthony from West Palm Beach making a $200 donation, John in Fort Pierce making a $100 donation. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes.
This is the mail.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
And so we need you to continue to send in those responses. Karen, explain what a pledge is, just for people who may not have the money today, but we would like to hear from you.
That's right. If you'd like to give to the ministry, but you don't have those resources available, you can call in and make a pledge.
There you go.
And a pledge is simply a promise that at some point in time you will send a check or credit card information in to pay on that pledge. But that pledge is just as good as cash in hand, as far as we're concerned.
That's it, because we're trusting God just as you are, and we are a faith ministry. Douglas in Jensen Beach, a $25 donation. Sharon from Loxahatchee with a $25 donation. Niles from Vero Beach, $50. Thank you so much, Niles. Michael from Vero Beach, a $300 donation coming in. Luann from Vero Beach, $50 coming in. And I want to thank Whiting Construction for their support, and that's $50, and they are a monthly support of the ministry, and we're so thankful for that. Madeline from Port St. Lucie, $100, and we have Stephen from Port St. Lucie, $100 coming in. We have a donation coming from Abby, a $100 donation. Hilma, a $150 donation. And Leslie from Port St. Lucie, a $50 donation. And we have an angel gift of $500 and a bank check that came in. And I guess we'll call this an angel donation. Actually, it's from Laura, $10. So let's give those phone numbers out again. Thank you so very much. And this is exactly, David, how the need gets met.
Amen.
The mail continues to come in, and God is going to touch your heart, and you will know exactly what you're to give.
Amen.
Numbers.
772-221-1100 is that number to call. 772-221-1100.
You can also go at any time to our website. Go to WCNO.com, and you can donate there, WCNO.com, and you can give there at any time. And you can also text by texting WCNO 2-243-65. And we definitely want to say a huge thank you. Karen, you talked with a lot of our people over the 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was
any fun conversations jump out in your mind?
Oh, you would ask. Just all of them were just, you know, it's just great talking to our listeners that, you know, because I always say, we wonder if anybody's listening. I say it, you know, because
yes,
we're sitting here, and so they really are listening, and they do call in, and it's just great to be in touch with those that enjoy WCNO.
Amen. Now, we did have, it looks like we may have a caller online, we did have someone who left a message in regards to our music, especially coming into the Holy Weeks and the celebration. And if one of you can check with Sherry and get the copy of that, it came in as a voicemail, but she had it transcribed so we can have a copy of it. I'd like to share that on air and just let you know that we do get your mail. You call us, you leave messages, and we want to hear from all of you. And David, we would like all of it to be, you know, we love everything you're doing, but sometimes you may have some suggestions for us.
Sure. We're open to hearing your thoughts on either what we have that you want more of or what we have that you don't want any of, or anything in between. Yeah, because we are, you know, God is getting us into the position. We're growing, as was mentioned by our narrator during Ma and Pa. We want to hear from you too. We're here serving God, but we're also serving you.
Amen. And David and Karen, I should say this sort of a little bit of a backtrack in regards to prayer and share. Thank you for sticking with us over those days. We had many people say they were listening in. They were enjoying the time that we were having together, because we had a lot of guests. We had a lot of times of prayer and special ministry and testimony. And so there were a lot of really great times on air. And we were thankful that many of you stayed connected. Now, I know some probably just tuned us out and said, well, you know, I was here for
2 weeks.
Yeah. Right. We'll be back in 2 weeks. So maybe you're back this morning. We're glad that you're back. But I did want to say this in reference to where we are this morning with the budget, with the income, the total income, and let you know that we will keep you posted, or you can go online and see as God provides as we move along through this 6 months. But this is, I believe, the largest response that we have had ever for a prayer and share already. Mm-hmm. And so this is not a negative, and I'm so glad that Ma and Paul recognized that and brought that fact out. That's very important. I do have this note that now, because of just time, I think we're going to go to a song. I'm going to share this, but we're not going to discuss it so much this morning, but maybe next week on Wednesday Live. The lady's name is Barbara, not going to give last name, but I was driving home, just decided that I had to call in at some time. I'm an older listener, and many of my friends we've discussed had similar discussions. We're going into Holy Week, and she is suggesting that we remember to play some songs such as those by John Michael Thomas. Is that right?
Talbot.
John Michael Talbot. Okay, so the transcript is not totally accurate, but close. And some of the more traditional songs. And, of course, she says, I realize that you're looking to reach, you know, the kids and younger people, but there's still a lot of us out here. We listen to the preachers, and sometimes we just shut off the music when it comes on because it's not quite, you know, to our taste. And so I want to thank you, Barbara, for sending in that, leaving that message. Mm-hmm. And we definitely understand what you're saying. And we are mindful of Holy Week coming on, and we are looking forward to having an increase of music that will be appropriate for our family that listens during Holy Week and, of course, all through the year. So we do read your mail. We thank you for it. And let's go to a song. We'll be back in just a couple moments with our guest, Marty. The song is God of Miracles, and we just had 2 weeks of miracles. We all survived. Thank you for being a partner with us during Prayer and Share.
Let faith arise. In spite of what I see, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief, I choose to trust you. No matter what I feel, let faith arise. Let faith arise. For my champion's not dead, he is alive. Oh, and he already knows my every need. Surely he will come and rescue me. You're the
And you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Keep your dial set on 89.9 because we are just a little more than halfway into our program this morning. And as I started saying, we had a special guest joining us, Marty, with the International Christian Film Festival. And David, you attended that last year, and we hopefully have Marty on the line. Marty, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want to welcome you, and we want to thank you for the ministry and service that you provide to the body of Christ and to those who are searching, and I believe many are searching today. You know, that last song, God of Miracles, I kind of rolled it in this morning, Marty, because we just finished 2 weeks of fundraising, and I'll tell you what, we always know we need miracles when it comes to fundraising, and you probably know a little bit about that yourself. Have you been experiencing any miracles over the last few years with the Christian Film Festival?
Yes, each year is a miracle.
There you go. Well, for our listeners who don't really know anything about you or the International Christian Film Festival, could you just give us a little bit of an introduction? Who are you? What do you do? Why do you do what you do? And let's jump into this topic because I know you have a big event coming up.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, first, I am a follower of Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And what I do is I am also a producer. I produce films and television as well. And the International Christian Film and Music Festival started in 2011 to help filmmakers to connect, because a lot of times, as a parent myself, I was always asking, where are the Christian films? So a lot of times the Christian films are being made and we just don't know about them. So I wanted to highlight those films as well as the filmmakers in a Christian environment where Christians can know about these films. And also pray for each other. And David, I think you saw that when you attended ICFF, you saw a lot of people praying for each other and just loving on each other. And I think that's what it's about. It's about how do we elevate these filmmakers and equip them with some of the things that they need. So we bring in a lot of these professionals to do seminars and workshops so that we as consumers could see better films, better Christian films that are being produced. And I think you would agree that we now have better Christian films out there that are being produced.
Amen. It's very, very, very easy to see that the quality has definitely increased. And what about the quantity? I mean, so we have a quality that's increasing. What about the quantity of Christian films that are being produced?
Oh my goodness. I think even the secular world realized that Christian films are not bad. They're getting good. So they're going out and see it. So we are producing more and more Christian films, which is wonderful. And what I'm seeing also is typically you would see a lot of the same type of movies. Now I'm starting to see outside of the box thinking, right, which is good. We're seeing a lot of variety of different genre of Christian film making, and I think that's good as well because it attracts different types of people.
Amen.
Speak to that just a minute. When you're talking about different genres, are you saying in the past Christian films were kind of thought to just be a direct story of a passage from the scriptures, and now that it's addressing what? Family, world, global, what is the shift that you're seeing there that's a little more inclusive?
I mean, yeah, it's shifting to all kinds of connecting with families more.
Okay.
Connecting with even mental illness, right? Like, we've never seen that before. Mm. And we're seeing all kinds of, even action Christian films, we are seeing, which is good because people are into action movies and, you know, they do go out and watch action movies, but instead now they could watch action Christian film.
Hmm. That's awesome. Now, I know one thing, you've already kind of mentioned it in your intro, and that is the importance of getting the word out. So the audience that is considered a Christian audience can at least lead the way in supporting. How is that improving? Is the word getting out? Is the income increasing for these films? Where are we with that?
I think we still have a long way to go because we are always asking for Christian films or films for our family because there's not enough out there. But we got to ask ourselves, are we supporting these films when they do come out? Are we at least going out and watching them or watching them on streaming, however they're coming out? Are we writing to the filmmakers or the producers to send them words of encouragement? We need to do that more because it helps tremendously.
That's excellent. I don't know that I ever thought about, you know, writing to producers and jotting a note and just maybe a quick storyline to communicate the significance of the message and the impact and the value in that being done. And of course, I know our feet vote for us when we show up at the theaters and we're actually buying the tickets and we're supporting those things. But sometimes a word and a card can be really important. So what takes place? Where is this festival going to be? And how can people find out more about it today? We have listeners, I'm sure, that already are saying, well, where is this? Where is it happening? And how could I be a part of it?
Yeah, so we are celebrating 11 years this year, so we are super excited about this year's festival. It is happening in Orlando, Florida, so not that far from you. I mean, we do have people coming from way further, like Australia, New Zealand, and, you know, China.
Wow. So, that is awesome.
So we have people coming from all over the world. And it's a great event. A lot of people think that, oh, it's a film festival for filmmakers. No, it's not just for filmmakers. It's for people that love or wanting to know what movies are out there or about to come out that we need to know about. So you get to enjoy not just films, but the people. You get to connect with so many wonderful folks that attend from all over the world and, you know, sharing the gospel even with some that don't know it, because we do have people that are not Christians that do attend the festival.
Oh, sure. Certainly.
It's our opportunity to preach to them and share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's excellent. So this is it's a festival that really is for anyone who enjoys movies, and if you're looking to connect not only with the story of the movie which comes out, but maybe some of the producers and actors. I believe I hear you saying that it's an opportunity to get acquainted a little more on the inside and to enjoy what you may have enjoyed on the outside. You kind of get a big picture.
Exactly. So, you know, it's really cool to kind of meet some of these producers behind some of the films that you've loved and watched in the past, to just say thank you.
Yeah.
And can I pray for you?
There you go.
You know? And, you know, those kind of things speaks volume to them when you have the opportunity to talk to these filmmakers, because it tells them a huge message, and that to keep going. You may see that, this guy's doing great, is successful, he's, you know, all this movies out there, but the reality is a lot of them are still struggling, and they need prayer, and they need encouragement, and they need you to tell them, hey, keep going. We
Excellent.
Love what you're doing.
Excellent. So what's new this year? What's happening that people would see new this year?
So there's a couple of things that's new. One thing that we are doing is called the Women's Empowerment Seminar. Because this is such a male-dominated industry, we created this seminar to sort of encourage and bring on some of these guests that could push them to be directors, producers, and writers, and editors, or whatever in the film industry or music industry. It's sort of that to encourage other women to continue and to do this. If you were thinking about, you know, hey, I'm wondering if I should be an actress, I'm wondering about this or that, that would be the place to go, just for women.
Okay. And what else is new? So we've got something for the ladies, and that's awesome. I'm sure we probably have listeners today that are going, hey, that's probably something I should look into. I know, you know, a lot of churches have fine arts department, drama departments. They have people that are gifted that have just never really fully unwrapped those gifts. And so this might be just the very ticket to get some of those gifts opened up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have things like pitching. So if you want to pitch an idea to producers, or an idea for a film or a documentary or whatever, a TV series, which is nice. We also have a distributor connection, which we have this year that is new, where if you have films, you can sit with all of the distributors that are part of the festival this year and tell them about your film so that it can be distributed around the world.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
You know, yeah.
That sounds like a network that's really important. And, of course, I asked you this before because I remember the days back when, as a pastor, almost every month I'd get a call. And, you know, the plan was to get pastors to promote in-house, maybe for $99 or $200 or $300, depending on the size of the church or whatever, bring films into the church and promote it. And I just ask you, what's happening with churches? How can pastors do a better job of encouraging the growth and the strength of the Christian film industry?
Yeah, you know, I think pastors are influencers.
We are.
So
we're called to be.
They do, yes, all of them. So it would be awesome if you are a pastor of any size church, it doesn't matter, to encourage people to go and support these faith and uplifting Christian messages for their audience, because we all need that. We all need to be fed. And sometimes, you know, we need to be fed through a movie.
You know? So, Marty, I'm going to toss something out to you. Why don't you all think about doing something at your events that is targeted for Christian ministry leaders at some point? You have something special for ladies. You have some other things for, you know, producers. Just think about that. Put that into the hat, because I go to events that are specifically targeted for pastors or for leaders, because it addresses the relevant things that I'm involved in. And obviously, if the Christian film industry exists to promote the kingdom of God and the King, then I think it's something we as pastors need to be a little better equipped to know how to be supportive of that.
Okay. I have made a note of that. Thank you for that. I mean, the media is the most powerful way to share the gospel today.
No doubt.
The number one way, whether it's radio or television, it is the most powerful way.
Well, what is the Lifetime Achievement Award recipient? What is that about?
So the Lifetime Achievement Award is someone who has been in the industry for at least 20
about.
Years.
Wow.
And have dedicated their life to, in our case, to spreading the message of Jesus Christ and making and doing Christian content. And this year, we are happy to present that to someone who many of you know, which is Stephen Baldwin. Mm. So Stephen Baldwin, who is the brother of Alec Baldwin.
Okay.
And you know, he has taken a different path. So,
Stephen has a strong record, you're saying, 20 years plus, and so this is a significant award.
Yes, it is. We are always careful to select someone who is deserving. So Stephen has attended the festival before, I believe in 2015, many years ago, and he had the best time. Those were still our early days, so it took us a while to select him for that award. But he will be here in Orlando saying hi to everybody, and he will gladly accept that award.
Fantastic. Now, I believe you had a concert last year. Is there going to be a concert this year again? I think you pulled from some of the... maybe the old Christian rockers.
We did have Petra last year, which was amazing. It was really, really good. We were celebrating our 10th anniversary, and we wanted to go. We wanted to go sort of all out.
Extra special. Extra special with that.
We do have a concert Wednesday night. It's more of an R&B hip-hop concert, but we do have one. We also have the music showcase before that, where the nominees that submitted get to perform for us.
Wow, excellent. So you know, there's the big Oscars. You know, what do you see in the future? What do you see for the festival, and the importance of it, the impact of it?
So for us, you know, someone asked me once, do I see ICFF one day as coming as big as the Oscars? And I told them, for me personally, none of that matters. Size does not matter for me. We can be as big as the Oscars, but have we impacted lives? Have we brought people to Jesus Christ? If we're not doing that, then it doesn't matter. You know, the Oscars have millions and millions of people watching, millions and millions of people supporting. Yes, we could have that if God wants, but how are we impacting lives? That is the most important thing for me than becoming like the Oscars. That does not matter to me. We could have 8 people that attends and support, and those 8 people are doing so much damage in the enemy's camp, and that's what I care about, is how do we bring people to Christ, you know, and be more effective at it. So numbers for me doesn't matter. It's just the quality of what we're doing, the work we're doing for Christ.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, I think the word of God kind of gives us some instruction there to not get caught up comparing ourselves with ourselves, to you know, try to be too impressed about that. But, you know, builders in the kingdom of God, when we work together, the more we can work together, the greater work that God can use us to accomplish. So what is the most important thing about the International Christian Film Festival? If I ask you, what is one thing, what would you say is the most important thing? And maybe you just said it already.
Yeah, I'll sum it up in one word: prayer.
Prayer. Awesome.
You know, yeah, it is the without prayer, there's nothing. We've got nothing, because it's our direct communication with our Father. You know, so we've got to pray for each other, because we're all struggling in one way or another, all of us. So we've got to pray for each other. We're all sinners, right? So we've got to pray for each other, because we need each other's support.
Amen.
Because we are fighting a battle that is very strong and dark, and we all need to band together and pray for each other and stand together so that we can fight the enemy. So prayer,
absolutely.
You see that quite a lot at ICFF. We have a
awesome
prayer room that's always available for people to come and pray. We have people going out throughout praying for
Amen.
Individuals.
Amen.
So for us, that is the number one thing.
Well, once again, can you just give us some contact, general contact information where people would go to get tickets, to find out more information online? How would they do that?
Yes, thank you for that opportunity. So if you'd love to attend, maybe this is your first time or you've attended before and you want to join us again, we would love to have you. Just simply go to the website, internationalcff.com, internationalcff.com. All the information is there. If you'd like to stay at the host hotel, all the information is there as well. We have a huge discount on hotel rooms.
Okay, internationalcff.com. And if someone's traveling from out of town, again, the motel where the discounts are for the conference?
It's the Wyndham Orlando Resort.
Wyndham.
And that's where the everything is taking place, so you wouldn't have to leave. Everything is there.
Food, it's right there.
Restaurants, you don't even... Free parking. You don't even have to. Once you park, you never have to leave if you don't want to.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Marty, as always, it's a blessing to know that we have partners that God has raised up with different gifts, and your gift is so critical at this time. And since the key thing is prayer, I would ask that maybe you would just lead our family of listeners today to a moment of prayer. And we will look to promote this event, of course, through our different means here at WCNO to our large audience over the days to come. And we are going to pray with you and believe God that God raises up a mighty young army to join the ranks to be effective in these days. Would you lead us in prayer?
Yes, absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much. First, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see such a beautiful day that only you can create. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for food, for shelter, for transportation, and for all the things that you do for us in the background that we're not even aware of. We are thankful. Lord Father, we come to you as sinners, and we are asking forgiveness for our sins. Lord Father, you know the struggles of your people. You know each of us by name and what we lack and what we need and what we struggle with. And I pray that you help us. Lord Father, I pray that you equip us so we can fight the good fight, so that we can fight the enemy and not be ashamed or afraid. Father, give us all the tools that we need. Use our talents and our gifts for you and for you only. Father, I pray for WCNO and all the staff, all the people that